Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
Maybe it's a full moon. I don't know. Maybe something got into the folks' coffee out there today. The Common Sense hotline is 888-900-9966. I don't even know how to explain what I just listened to. The border's fine. People come here. It's all good. You know, it's just the way it is. And Hillary's awesome. And, you know, we're just going to go with that. I mean, really? And that's it. I'm good with it. Rick on the line from Burton today. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yeah, this lady is a prime example. If you think from the left, you're not in your right mind. I'm sorry. I've been studying history and Constitution and communism for over 10 years, and you come to a conclusion where which side is actually for communist policies and Keynesian economics, and which side stands more on the Constitution. And the left is basically the dumbest people on the planet. I mean, that woman right there was an example of how, and you were talking earlier about shutting down national forests.
Yep.
Well, there's a thing called the Agenda 21, and it's published works, and they're talking about taking people out of the sprawl, which they call the country, and taking them out of the country and putting them in metropolitan areas and keeping an eye on there.
High density, living arrangements for all people. Take us out of the country and put us into high density. Put us all in the cities like rats. You got it right, Rick. Thanks
right,
for checking
but the
in.
The thing is, this is what's funny is that these people actually spit on our soldiers and call them baby killers, and then they kill their own babies and call it choice.
Yeah, you got that. You know, I can't argue with logic, Rick. You're actually right about that, and I appreciate you checking in. The Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966. Kim has been patiently waiting. Kim, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for taking my call. I have to say that Kelly sounds just as loopy as those earlier calls you had. Hillary, the best candidate, the most experienced, are you kidding me?
In decades.
She's a liar. She has no experience. And I don't want that kind of experience. The experience she gave us in the State Department, letting four of our brave Americans get slaughtered and then lying about it to their mother's faces? I don't think so. I'm sorry, but I don't want that in the White House. I don't want the corruption, their pay-for-play scandals going on. I don't want the way she harasses people when they don't agree with her. I can't believe people really believe this way and are supporting somebody like that.
Kim, are you a mom?
I am.
So you're one of those young mothers that they say will never vote for Donald Trump.
I'm voting for Donald Trump because I want to save our country. No, he's not perfect, but he's going to work with all of us to bring our country back. We need somebody that knows business, that knows how to make things happen, and he's the candidate. He's going to make sure, and he's going to have people that he works with to make sure that our freedoms stay in place and aren't stripped.
Kim, thank you so much. I got to run. I appreciate it, though. That's a great conversation. Young mom voting for Donald Trump, disgusted by what the left believes. Chris is in the UP, which will be a critical place for the first congressional district and for the presidential race here in Michigan. Chris, what are your thoughts?
I think ignorance is going to get you. Ignorance is going to get you.
What is up in the UP today? You guys have got to lay off the weed. I'm not kidding you. You guys are getting a little goofy for me. Nancy is standing by in Lansing. Nancy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I wanted to comment on that crazy woman. I'm in my car and I'm just in shock. And what I would love to ask her is, number one, if she's a grandmother, maybe when her kids were in daycare or something, then if she doesn't mind anyone just walking across the border, then she shouldn't care if anyone walks into that daycare, no matter who they are, or into her home. Anyone can walk into her home anytime they want. This country is my home. I don't want just anyone wandering across the border.
No, I agree with that.
People are welcome to come if they do it legally.
Exactly. We are the most welcoming nation in the world. More than 1 million people come to America legally every year, have for many years, which is more than the rest of the world combined. I greatly appreciate you, Nancy. Thank you for that. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. We got one open. You better hustle, though. Let's see. We're going to go to Steve in Lansing. Steve, welcome to it.
Good morning. I believe we are staring a Neville Chamberlain set of circumstances right in the face. That crazy person that you were talking to, they think, or at least what I got, what I gleaned out of it, they believe that they can talk nicely to their opposition, and they'll never believe what's going on until the tanks are rolling down the streets of their own town.
Well, it is a frightening world, isn't it? It's a frightening world. There's no question. Steve, thanks for checking in. Of course, the hotline number 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Jennifer, always want to weigh in when she hears absurdity. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Let me tell you, I'm 84, and that woman makes me so upset. She needs her head examined. That's all I can say. She needs her head examined. You've got someone that's a pathological liar that is taking this country to heading to destruction. You've got them closing 29, I believe, coal plants in the state of Michigan alone, which means you'll never be able to afford electricity to keep warm or to run an air conditioner. Either one, you've got a pathological liar there, and she's excusing this Hillary something happened 30 years ago. Does she give Trump that much consideration?
I'm guessing not,
Jennifer.
What
happened to Donald Trump 30 years ago has got not one darn thing to do with this. But Hillary Clinton was paid by the United States government and by the people of the United States for the betterment and the safety of this country.
Jennifer, I got to run, my friend. Greatly appreciate it. And, man, Jennifer gets it done. She hits hard, doesn't she, for a woman 84. DJ in Flint, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Ooh, she's getting out there.
She does it.
Oh, I think if you look back at World War II, when they freed all the U.S. prisoners from the German POW camps and the Russian prisoners, they put them on trains and sent them into the woods of Russia and disposed of American and Russian POWs. You know why? Because they could prove the Templar collusion all the way to the Vatican.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Greatly appreciate it, DJ. And we're going to go to Bonnie in Kalamazoo. Bonnie, what's on your mind?
Well, I have one word. Wow.
That was mine.
That woman, she is just really out there.
I've known Kelly for years and years, and she works in politics. And I'm like, how do you accept this corruption? Well, she's just changed her mind once in a while. And open borders. Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. The way it is.
No.
Just let them walk in. I'm good with that.
No, we're not good with that. And that's why we want Donald Trump.
Yeah,
he's a great businessman, and we need some leadership in this country.
There's no
she
question.
She is not a leader.
Yeah, no question.
Not a leader.
All right, Bonnie, thank you for calling
thank
in today.
You.
The hotline number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. This is the Steve Gruber Show. A couple more phone calls, and then the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, will check in, talk about the Michigan-Michigan State game. Back after this.